The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, WSRE-TV.
Kids, you know, growing up, I'm sure this, you know, as adults now, we hear this. I did not have PBS growing up because we only had, you know, the main channels, ABC, NBC, CBS, and I always wanted PBS, and I went out and actually bought one of those antennas where you can pull channels off the air just so I could watch PBS here in this area when I moved here. My name is Jake Walker. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. My guest this morning, Mary Riker, the marketing director for WSRE-TV here, our PBS affiliate. Many, many awesome television programs and learning and, you know, America's Test Kitchen. I mean, you got everything on PBS right there. Mary, thank you so much for being here. We're talking about Be My Neighbor Day, right?
That's right. Thank you for having me this morning.
You're very welcome.
And yeah, Be My Neighbor Day is this Saturday from 10 to 2. It is a free event. It's all about PBS Kids. It's about... we're focused on early learning, health and safety, being good neighbors. It's all kind of celebrating the values that we all learned from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And for today's kids, it's Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
Right.
And Daniel Tiger will be there for the event. So you can come and meet and greet with him and have your photos taken with Daniel Tiger. Winterfest is always a partner with us in this event, so their trolley will be there.
Cool.
I can't have a Mr. Rogers themed event without a trolley.
Right.
And of course their train, so we have the train rides outdoors. First responders will be on hand, City of Pensacola Police Department, the Sheriff's Department, Pensacola Fire Department. The kids love the fire truck, and the firefighters are there to let them climb aboard and watch after them. So it's just a really fun day. It's an annual event. We have about 45 community organizations participating this year. They'll have lots of information for parents, useful information, but they're all bringing some sort of activity for the kids at their booths. So you can just come. A lot of it is indoors. Some of it is outdoors. You just come, bring the kids, go from one booth to the next and enjoy the activities and have tennis. Tennis for Everyone will be there at the Amos. It's at the Amos Studio, our Amos Studio, WSRE's Amos Studio on the campus of Pensacola State College. And if you don't know where that is, we're on the corner of 12th and College, and we're right next door to the tennis courts at the college and the track. So get free tennis lessons.
No, that's awesome. I need them because I'm not good at tennis. I've got tennis elbow, and I've never really played tennis. So how does that work out? And this is going to be Saturday, March 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. At the Gene and Paul Amos Studio at Pensacola State College campus. Yeah. Do you know some of the children's activities that are going to be there in the booths?
Oh, I sure do. Well, aside from tennis lessons, I tell you what, Pensacola State College, several of their departments are participating this year, and the cosmetology department, the students who are in that program are offering free haircuts. They do that every year. So I think some of our regulars know to come prepared for that.
Wow.
So you can get a free haircut. The kids' college people will be there from Pensacola State College, so you can learn all about the programs this summer that you can enroll your kids in. But all the booths have things like there might be a Daniel Tiger mask-making station, ring toss games, you know, those sorts of things. And we tried to let people know if there was too many of one activity, think of something else. So there should be a variety of activities for kids to participate in. We have Downtown Dave. If you're a Pensacola Blue Wahoos fan, you know him from announcing at the games. He's our MC for the event, so we're looking forward to welcoming him. We have Mixin' Magic Performing Arts and Dixon School for the Arts and Sciences. Their kids are going to perform on the stage at certain times. 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, and 1:30. We have activities going on the stage. Troy Watts, he's a graduate of Pensacola State College, and he's written a children's book called Dribbles, the All-Knowing Cat. And there's a, it's not the cat country cat, but it's right. a similar costume, a pink cat.
Oh, okay.
And so Dribbles will be there, and he's doing an activity on the stage at 1:30. We're really proud of him being an alumni of our college. And Ramika Vincent Leary, she's on staff at Pensacola State College, and she's one of our hosts for some of our local programs on WSRE. She is really great with the kids and does a story time as well. So all those types of activities. Another popular thing is the green screen, our own green screen, where kids can come, and it's super cool. There's animation, Daniel Tiger animation, so they'll see themselves on TV in a— there was a long line for that last year.
I bet. Get involved in your own CGI experience.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's really fun. The kids, Ryan O'Keeley on our staff, kind of manages that and sets it up. But it's just really popular, and he tries to make it better and better every year. So
awesome.
Super cool.
And we're talking about Be My Neighbor Day coming up Saturday, March 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the WSRE Gene and Paul Amos Studio on the Pensacola State College campus. If you have questions today, let us know. 437-1620. My guest this morning, Mary Riker, the marketing director for WSRE-TV, the PBS affiliate here in Pensacola. So glad to have you on. So thank you for what you do and for bringing all of this great programming and events to our community. And if you are headed down to Be My Neighbor Day on Saturday, March 16th, bring some food for Amana Food Pantry.
That's right.
And make a donation, yeah. But all this is free family fun. Come down and join us.
You'll see two tents when you get there. One has a PBS Kids logo. That's the information booth when you first walk up. So we'll have a couple of boxes there for Amana Food Pantries. So if you can, bring a can if you can for Amana Food Pantries, and we'll collect all those and get them to them next week. And we'll also have, you know, like a drawing for a gift, PBS Kids gift basket and things like that. So look for the WSRE PBS Kids tent, and that's where you can report to when you get there and get all the information. We'll have a little app or program for your phone. If you want to have a, you can scan the QR code and have a map of where everything is and when things take place.
That's cool.
So, very high tech.
Come,
look for that green PBS Kids tent.
Okay.
Our brand new PBS Kids tent. So we're excited to show that off this weekend.
Yeah.
Also, let's see, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. They come, they bring lots of critters and things for the kids to explore. We already mentioned the tennis lessons.
Just lots of things happening there. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So many partners. Also, organizations like Healthy Start, Autism Pensacola, Early Learning Coalition, all those folks are participating. So, you know, if you have questions, there'll be a lot of experts there who can help you with issues that we have with our kids. Gulf Islands National Seashore is there. I know last year they brought like a really super cool sea turtle shell that the kids all loved handling and touching. Open Books, the nonprofit Open Books store, they'll be giving books away. The West Florida Public Libraries, of course, their booth's always really popular, and they have some activities for the kids. So just lots of partners, lots of great things going on. And speaking of partners, do want to mention that we have some sponsors for this event. That would be Florida Prepaid College Board and Covering Florida, which helps people with their insurance for their kids. So those are two organizations that will be on hand to answer lots of questions as well, but they are also sponsoring this event. They sponsor this event for other stations in Florida as well. So they're kind of a really good friend to the Florida Public Media Group. And then State Farm, a handful of the agents here have come together to have State Farm be a big sponsor of this event. Jackie Falzone, who is one of our Inner Circle members, she's just a major donor to the station and really a good friend of ours. And Florida Blue. So those are our corporate sponsors for this event. And News Radio, CAC Country, ESPN, thank you for being a media partner.
Yes.
And, of course, Cox and Lamar are also great media partners of ours and help us promote, especially things that are educational. Mm-hmm. And this event is focused on early learning, health and safety, and the neighborly values of Mr. Rogers.
Mm. All right, Saturday, March 16th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Be My Neighbor Day. That's going to be in, I guess, in the parking lot outside of the Amos studio,
it's
right?
It's indoors and outdoors.
Oh, indoors and outdoors. Okay,
yep.
Great.
Yep, lots going on indoors.
Well, speaking of the Amos studio, being a musician, I've actually, one of my first gigs here in town was playing on Studio Amped. And if you've ever watched PBS and you've seen, you know, local bands performing on there and you think, wow, you know, this is awesome. I've been a part of that. I think it's very awesome. I've always been a big supporter of Studio Amped. Let's talk about, you got a new season coming up.
We do. Yeah. Next Thursday night, our season 14. It's a long running
wow.
music series.
Nice.
And it's kind of our own version of Austin City Limits. Mm-hmm. Billy Harrell is the executive producer and finds the bands. And we just have a really great lineup this year. We'll start next Thursday. The Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival special features Kathy Bailey, Michael Bonagura, and their daughter is Alyssa Bonagura, and she is an artist in her own right.
I actually know about Alyssa. My brother is friends with her. He's run sound at clubs where she's played before, and she is amazing.
She is amazing. So they our first episode will be that kind of songwriters in the round.
Yes.
They were all here for the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival last fall. There's also, if you're interested in them, now Kathy and Michael were with a group called Bailey and the Boys, which is a popular country band, and they all sat with Jeff Weeks for a Conversations with Jeff Weeks episode. So if you're interested in these artists and would like to learn more, he had a nice interview with them, which is on the PBS app. You can watch it anytime. Grits and Greens up next. They're from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Got a great sound. Paul Vinson is from Pensacola. He's in Nashville now. And he and his band perform for Studio Amped. He's kind of an indie artist. A young fella, just really proud of him. He comes home and does some fun shows. I think he's been at the Handlebar a couple times in recent years. I know he had an album released there. His album, it came out a couple years ago, but it's called Tunnel Vision. And he plays a lot of the songs from that album, plus some of his others. Red and the Revelers, they're from Mobile, Alabama. They are so fun. They have a great horn section. I think he called his music Swamp Soul. Swamp Soul, Swamp Funk.
Cool new genre.
They are fun. Yeah. And we're pleased to have them. And I just saw where they're going to open for the Wailers at Vinyl coming up this month. So that will be a fun evening for all who can attend. But really enjoyed working with them. Lolly Lee, a lot of our folks know Sugarcane Jane, Savannah Lee, and Anthony Crawford. Well, Anthony actually at their Admiral Bean Studios recorded an album for Lolly Lee. Lolly Lee was really popular in Birmingham in the 80s, my day.
Well, I'm a Reagan baby as well.
So she led a couple of bands there, and then she got married, had kids, lost her husband in recent years, and that turned into some songwriting, and she was friends with Anthony from years ago, called him up and, you know, said, you want to hear some of these songs? Well, he thought she had an album, and she does, and it's amazing. So she kind of, you know, if you go on her website, it says she's having a rebirth, which she is, but she's amazing songwriter. The music is fantastic. Anthony and Savannah played with her, backed up her performance for Studio Amped in the band. So I'm really looking forward to that one. And then Carly Ryan rounds out our season. Carly, especially if you listen to Cat Country, you might know her. I know she's done some bands on the beach, things like that, but she's a budding country artist, singer-songwriter. She spends a lot of time in Nashville, but she's from Milton, Florida. And she was auditioned for American Idol, gained some notoriety there, which was a few years back now. I think she's 23 now, and she was around 17 then. So so she's working really hard to launch a career in country music, and her show's fantastic. So that's our lineup for season 14 of Studio Amped, and it's a popular program. When I'm out and about and people find out that I work at WSRE, I like that music program.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We're real proud of it.
And you said it was the 14th season, right?
14th season.
Do you do just one season a year?
Because
some shows I've noticed, you know, they'll say, oh, well, we're in our 28th season. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure they haven't been on but about 4 or 5 years. And what they'll do is they'll do multiple seasons a year. But you guys, you know, pump out once. So you've been around for 14 years. That's great.
Probably a little longer because I don't think we had a season during COVID. There might have been a couple years where we had to skip. So, So
One thing I love about the Studio Amped series is just the quality of video and audio production. I mean, it's really stellar. It's top notch.
Thank you so much.
I love
it. We gave the show a brand refresh when we came out of the pandemic and started anew. So, we're really proud of that show. And our team works really hard on it. And, of course, again, Billy Harrell does just a great job coordinating with the bands and finding the bands. And good. And they're regional. It's all original music. And most of them are from Pensacola or nearby. And then some of them, like this year, we have Lolly, who's from Birmingham, but at least our region. But there's so much talent. And it's great to give them a platform and a place to be seen.
Yeah. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Jake Walker. So glad to be with you this morning. Thank you for joining us. My guests this morning, Mary Riker, the marketing director for WSRE-TV here in Pensacola, our PBS affiliate. What's your favorite program on PBS right now? What do you enjoy watching at night when you're relaxing?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm kind of a nerd for nature. When I come home on Wednesdays, I always want to turn my TV on because I just think it's such great, beautiful footage and eye candy and always interesting.
Right.
So so that's kind of my go-to. I love Austin City Limits.
Yes.
And, you know, we time Studio Amp's broadcast. We're on at 9 on Wednesday night. Austin City Limits, we are at 10 on Wednesday night. So I'm sorry, Thursday night.
Thursday nights, yeah.
Yeah, 9 and 10. So we kind of have a nice little music block. But
that's great.
Love Austin City Limits. I love the music. And then, you know, great performances. PBS gives you a front row seat to the best in the performing arts. So there's, you know, always a Broadway musical or opera or, you know, it's just really a cultural asset for our community because everybody has access to all the performing arts. And
yes.
And you mentioned
America's Test Kitchen.
Man. I love the cooking shows on Saturday mornings.
Hours and hours. Now, just by watching that, you know, just by tuning into that and catching little bits here and there, it's really improved my kitchen game. I can cook, and I know little secrets and tips that they teach me that I just never would have thought of before. And there it is right on America's Test Kitchen.
You know, we have 5 channels now, so
our
main channel, and we do air the cooking shows on Saturday mornings, but we have the Create channel, which is cooking and travel and do-it-yourself type programming. We have World channel, which is documentaries, public current affairs, you know, that type of programming. Of course, we have PBS Kids, the 24/7 Kids channel, and new just in the last year is WSRE Connect. We have that space, that broadcast space, and we are airing the Florida channel. So it's news out of Tallahassee. Lots of reruns of our own local programs. But we also, if you're a Pensacola State College alumni or student or fan, we have the Pirates athletics streaming on there now. So basketball, soccer, you know, whatever. And so we're working with the college to provide broadcast of the sports events.
Let's talk about PBS Passport, because I hear about that a lot when I'm watching PBS. What is PBS Passport? What can I get by gaining that access?
Okay, so everybody, this is, you know, streaming. If you're watching TV on demand, which many of us are now, you know, everybody has on-demand access to the news specials and currently airing shows on the PBS app, or on our website at WSRE.org. If you click watch, you have, you know, just everything that's available there. However, you get more if you're a member of the station. So if you donate to your local PBS station, the minimum is $5 a month, so $60 a year. You get an expanded library of programs, and that includes, you know, past seasons of your favorite shows, early releases of popular dramas, series like the Masterpiece series that you might want to binge watch, like Miss Scarlet and the Duke, or you know, anything on Masterpiece. So that's what Passport is all about. You just have an expanded library of program offerings. We have a couple of new series premiering on Masterpiece in the coming weeks. Well, you can have early access to those if you're a big Masterpiece fan, so that's another benefit of Passport. So hope that explains it.
Yeah, we had a caller, and when I hung the phone up, I accidentally hung up on him. So Todd, if you can, call back real quick, buddy. Sorry about that. I've got too many buttons and faders to push here. Hopefully he'll call right back. Passport is great because, yeah, you're right. Everybody is streaming these days.
But what it is, it's a member benefit. So when you go to the PBS app, you'll see all kind of programs that you can watch. And if they have a little blue compass icon in the corner, that means you have access to that program if you're a member of your local station.
All right. And we have Todd from Gulf Breeze. What's your comment today, Todd?
Hey, I love WSRE Create in Gulf Breeze on Mediacom. When it's not Saturday, you get a, watch all those shows that are on.
Yeah.
I will tell you, on Mediacom's channel guide, it says news from four. It doesn't break out the shows. I wonder if you could talk to Mediacom and have them tell which shows are on there, because it just is that constant line across the channel guide that says Tallahassee News or whatever it says for the other one.
Oh, yeah. And that's not even up to date anymore. Well, we will reach out to them and see if we can't get that corrected.
It would, I just flip over and it's like, PBS roulette, like, oh, look what I get this time. It's awesome. So thanks for what,
thank you
for what you guys do.
I'm glad you enjoy Create, and thank you for calling and for sharing that.
Yes. Todd.
It's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, we love you, Todd. Thank you so much for calling into the show. And check out GulfCoastAirCare.com. A little secret there.
Oh.
I didn't know this, but you can actually rent the studio that you guys do Studio Amped in. You can rent it out for things, like if you need to do a production. Mm-hmm. That's actually good to know. The Gene Paul Amos Professional Studio there, you can also rent that out. Check out PBS. There are five channels there on your local dial. I went out and bought an antenna just so I could catch those. But you can stream it. Check out the PBS Passport. You can go to our local website here. It's WSRE.org. And then there's information about Be My Neighbor Day, which is coming up on March 16th.
This Saturday.
This
Saturday from 10 to 2. Mm-hmm. Free family fun. Daniel Tiger will be there. Bring the kids. Over 45 community organizations are participating, and they all are bringing something or an activity for the kids. So,
what about food vendors? Let's talk about eating. What kind of food are you going to have?
Chick-fil-A is going to be there, and Kona Ice.
But, nice.
Yep.
That's all you need right there. That's great. Yep. That's great. And this is going to be at the Amos Studio on the Pensacola State College campus, indoors and outdoors.
Indoors and out. You'll see the fire truck and the first responders will be out there, and the Winterfest train and the trolley, so you really can't miss it once you get to Pensacola State College.
Yes, and if you can, bring a can or two for the Manna Food Pantry. They'll be taking donations there as well. And you said look for the first two tents, right? There's going to be...
Well, you'll see a green tent that has PBS Kids, mm-hmm. the PBS Kids logo on it, and WSRE's logo. So that's the information booth. So if mm-hmm. you see that PBS Kids logo, go there, and you'll find out everything you need to know.
Yeah, and you can scan a QR code, and that'll give you the map, so you'll know where to go to find all the stuff. Very high tech there. Meet Daniel Tiger. He'll be hanging out. Bring the kids. Bring the family. Free family fun there Saturday, March 16th, 10 to 2. My guest this morning has been Mary Riker, the marketing director for WSRE-TV. Definitely check out the new season of Studio Amped. And that's on the first PBS channel, right?
Main channel. It starts Thursday night next week on March 21st. And, of course, it's also available on our app, PBS app.
As well. Yep. Thank you. All right. And thanks to Todd for calling in, and we'll look into that problem on the media. What do you say, Mediacom?
Mediacom.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, check out our great sponsors too for this event for Be My Neighbor Day. Florida Prepaid College Board covering Florida, State Farm, Florida Blue, Lamar, Cox, and of course here at Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, and ESPN Pensacola 1330 AM. 99.1 FM. If you have any questions about this, even after this show is over, let us know here at the studio, 437-1620, and we will direct you to get all the information you need. You can also go to WSRE.org and find out all the information on programming and this great event, Be My Neighbor Day, coming up on Saturday, March 16th.
Mary, thank you so much for being here today.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and we'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel. It's going to switch over to Pep Talk with Jake Walker, and I'm going to be talking about National Potato Chip Day. Yep, you heard it here. I'll be right back.